The CSIRO says climate change is having a big impact on the country's oceans, with tropical fish turning up as far south as Tasmania. Today, the research organisation will release a report on oceans and climate change, which says the damage under the sea is much clearer than when it released its last report on the subject 3 years ago. With more, here's environment reporter Connor Duffy.
The water at Hobart's Taroona Beach is chillier than what most Australians are used to, but increasingly it's home to northern visitors of the finned variety. Greta Petzl runs a website called RedMap that allows divers and fishers to document unusual fish. And increasingly, they're photographing a range of sea creatures not normally seen in Tasmanian waters.
The southerly shift in distribution that we've seen in species has been from a range of species across the board. So some are bony fish, sharks and rays, octopus, lobsters, a whole range of species that are either showing signs of starting to move into Tasmanian waters or showing up more frequently, and we're yet to establish exactly what that might mean.
Greta Petzl works for the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies, and the amateur photos are checked out by scientists. The findings are supported by a major review of oceans and climate change to be released by the CSIRO today. David Booth from the University of Technology in Sydney contributed to the report.
Tropical reef fish are actually making an appearance, and our long-term studies over at least a decade have showed the numbers of tropical species very, very, very much year to year, but in those strong East Australian current years, they're a little more prevalent. And over the last 30 or 40 years, we're seeing many more tropical species down in Sydney and down towards Tasmania than we did before.
The report found the range of temperature rise varied dramatically, with the east coast of Tasmania and parts of Western Australia hardest hit. Overall, the rise in sea surface temperature is about 1 degree centigrade over the last century. David Booth says snorkelers shouldn't be too excited about the changing underwater world.
In this case, the rapidity of the change is probably fairly unprecedented. Now, everyone is probably thinking, well, what's wrong with having some lovely tropical species down here? But the flip side, of course, is firstly, any interactions with normally local species, and then independent of the tropical species, those colder water species not being able to live as far north, and my state of New South Wales could really have a risk of a loss of fisheries.
Fisheries researcher David Booth with Connor Duffy.